Very good, Lyle, and thank you. Yes, the net did change back to 8 p.m. local time a couple of weeks ago. I'm not sure exactly how long it's been now. I've lost track. Do we have any other late additional or missed check-ins? Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, at this point we will do some announcements. AG5DV, the net is yours.
Good evening, everyone, and a quick reminder that this weekend is our monthly STARS meeting. This month we will be foregoing the usual after-session Bofang and DMR class for a Yagi tape measure building class. There are limited kits available. They're for $10, and look forward to having you there. Back to you, AG5DV.
Thank you, sir. KG5MXA, Lucky.
Thank you, Galen. Wanted to remind everybody about the Gossip Net commencing immediately after this net is concluded on this repeater. So hope to see everyone there for a fun time, just doing a rag chew. KG5MXA.
And very good. KG5M.
KG5BIM, thank you, Galen. I just want to remind everybody of the 6-meter net Monday night at 8 o'clock, 50.200. If you have 6-meter capability, please come and join us. You have been having some fun here lately, and I also wanted to stress that for the new hams, 10 meters, I'm showing a screen full of QSOs going on it, so 10 meter is wide open tonight, too. So that's all I have, Galen. KG5BIM, back to you.
Very good. Thank you, sir. WG5T, Bill.
This is WG5T. Well, in that vein, we'll have our 10-meter net tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Time on 28.445 upper sideband. And let's see, Denny, WA6DKD, is in the barrel tomorrow night. Thank you, sir. WG5T.
Very good. Thank you, sir. N5HZR, Mark.
Well, good evening, Galen and Annette. Thank you very much. I got a couple announcements. Number one is this week is the meeting at 9 o'clock, and what we're looking for is about six folks that would help us put a tent up before the meeting. So we're looking for six folks to meet at 7 o'clock at the Firehouse Number 7 and join us to load up a tent and take it over to the Red Cross and put it up for field day. So if you can come, please let me know via email at n5hzr, this net, via Facebook, via whatever means you can, or just show up on Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to help us. And I got one message already. Thank you, Wayne. So 7 o'clock, 7 a.m. before the meeting, then we go over to the 9 o'clock meeting. Number two is field day is the week after that. That is at Red Cross, 1205 Haley Drive, over on campus, or over on North Campus by the airport. We will start setting up at 9 a.m. We will start transmitting at 1 p.m. on Saturday. 2 o'clock, we will have a Operation General, where you can get free upgrade VE tests for any of the club members to come do that. So if you need to get an extra or a general or a technician slot, come on down to 2 o'clock. Sign up on the web at w5nor.org/VE. And at 4 o'clock, we will be doing a transmitter hunt or a fox hunt, which is the topic of this week's club meeting. We'll learn all about it and then go do it the week after that. And at 6 o'clock is dinner. The club will provide hamburgers, buns, brats, or not brats, hamburgers, buns, hot dogs, and bring some side dish or dessert for that dinner at 6 o'clock. We'll transmit all night long and tear it all back down Sunday at 1 for a nice long field day weekend. Week after next. Stand by. If you are still in a great radio form, the Good Club of Edmond, Edmond Amateur Radio Society, is asking for volunteers to help them with the 4th of July Liberty Fest. They do a parade up there if you wish to go help them. You can look at their website, K5EOK, K5Edmond, Oklahoma, K5EOK.org. And on there it talks about Liberty Fest. If you click on the piece that says fill out the form to be on volunteer, all the information is there, and you can contact them and see if they want to help. Bad news is it starts at 6:30 in the morning, and it runs till about 11:30 in the morning. So if you're interested, it's a public service kind of thing, show up. They will be using 147.135, their repeater up there. Any hands would be welcome at that place. Stand by. One more, which is, old Peter Laws would want me to say, SirenNet is Saturday, and we're always looking for a few good folks to help visit some sirens in the Moore and Norman area. If you're looking to join that, take a look at w5nor.org/siren, and you'll see the map and the areas, and feel free to give Peter a message or jump on Facebook and claim one of the 108 sirens that we have on our list. That should be it for this time. Thank you very much, Galen. Appreciate the OxyContin Command 5. H-Z-U. Okay, and thank you, sir. This is WX5MOR, Net Control for the Cleveland County Areas Training Net. Do we have any additional late, missed, or check-ins at this point? Call Net Control, please. Comment. Comment, go ahead.
W5HLG, I just wanted to remind everybody of the DMR Aries check-in on Saturdays at 8:50 p.m. 2015 hours, and it will be on the statewide frequency of 3140. So please come join the statewide Aries Net.
You advise that's on Saturday at 2015 hours?
That's affirmative.
Okay, very good. Any other traffic check-ins or anything else for to this evening's net?
Recheck.
Person calling net control, go ahead.
This is KF5NAG. You talk about that class. Is that OXCOM, O-X-C-O-M, or O-F-C-O-M? I couldn't understand it.
It is Auxiliary Communicator, A-U-X-C-O-M.
Oh, okay, OX, all right. Thanks.
Very good. At this time, I'd like to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of this repeater. SCARS normally meets on every second Saturday of the month, normally at Fire Station number 7, 9:30 a.m. However, it is this weekend. This weekend is club meeting. More SCAR information on SCARS and our club's activities may be found online at www.w5nor.org or by contacting one of the many SCARS members that regularly monitor this frequency. I'd like to thank everyone for their participation in tonight's AriesNet, and particularly in putting up with my question this evening. It does look like we have some pretty good interest, so we'll see about trying to schedule a class and see if I can find another instructor to help me with that. Remember, during emergencies, please monitor this repeater for emergency traffic and possible Aries activation. Our net is now concluded, and the SCARS 147060 repeater returned to normal amateur use. This is WX5MOR 73. Good evening, and hang around just a little bit for the gossip net. And before that starts, ZYD, I do have a question for you once the net's concluded. Good evening.
QST, QST, QST. Attention all amateur radio operators. Hello, everyone. This is Lucky, KG5MXA, your alternate substitute guest host to our Gossip Net. The Gossip Net is a friendly net that takes us out of the technical and into the social side of amateur radio. Welcome, everyone. I would like to thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of the repeater and invite you to support SCARS by joining the club. In the event of emergency traffic, please call Break Break or Break Emergency. We will assist you at that time. We are currently doing two rounds. The first is roll call only, then the second round is where you can take your time and talk about anything you like. Just don't time out the repeater because you will be awarded the Golden Thumb Award. Or go ahead and time it out. Victor has several of those Golden Thumb trophies that he needs to clear out and make space. For those of you who would like to just check in but do not want to talk about your day, you are most welcome to do so. We will start with a roll call of our regulars, then check to see if anyone else would like to check in. So don't be shy. Let's get started. Phil, KD5UGO, are you with us?
Good evening, Lucky. This is KD5UGO. I'm with you.
Very good, Phil. Good to hear from you. Next is Rodney, KF5UZA.
KX5UZA, Rodney. We'll see if I can make it that second round. Aries Net lasts a little while.
No, Rodney, we're getting a little bit of a late start, and I've had a long day myself, so we'll be sticking with it. Jeff, KD5CKK.
Evening, Lucky, Internet. KG5MXA, KD5CKK.
Thank you, Jeff. Good to hear from you. Bill, WG5T.
Good evening, Lucky. WG5T.
Harold, W5IFN. Nothing heard there. Denny, WA6DKD.
Yeah, good evening, Lucky. WA6DKD.
Always good to hear from you, Denny. Victor, K5VL.
I'll be there, Lucky. Good to hear you, K5VL.
Good to hear you, too, Victor. Got you down. Next station is this one, KG5MXA, and I am present and accounted for, more or less. Chris, KC5PIQ.
KC5PIQ, we will be here.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Bobby, NE5Y. No, Bobby. How about Don, W5DDP?
Came in Lucky, W5DDP. One and done.
All right. Thank you, Don. Got you down for a one and done. Appreciate you checking in. Al, AE5L.
Net Control, this is AE5L, Al. I'll hang around for the second go-round.
All righty, we look forward to hearing from you. Got you checked in. Steve, KE5BYZ.
This is KE5BYV, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to be one and done also. I've got some people over tonight. Talk to y'all later. This is KE5BYV, clear.
I hear you, Steve. Fish and house guests. I just got home myself, so I understand that. Chad, KD5ZYD. All right, nothing heard there. DJ, KG5QEZ.
Thank you, Miss Lucky. KG5QEZ.
All right, got you down there. We'll be back. Al, KJ4FUH.
KJ4FUH, Al here.
Good to hear from you. Got you down. Peter, AG5DB. All right, no Peter. Elliot, KF5DMJ.
Good evening, Lucky in the Net. KF5VMJ.
Good to hear you, Elliot. Got you checked in there. John, WB5Q. Right, he might still be in New Mexico. I think he said that might be where he was going. Ken, K8WGE.
K8WGE, Ken here.
Thank you, Ken. Got you down. Steve, KG5BWE. So, Steve, how about Jorge, W5/HJ3JDG? Galen, WX5MOR.
Net Control, good evening, WX5MOR. I'm here now. I'm not sure whether I'll be second round or not.
All righty, thank you, Galen. We'll give you a call, and if you're there, great, and if not, have a good night. Quincy, KK5QS. Justin, KB5LHM. Ed, AE5EH. Mike, K5MAF. All right, Tim, KF5HWB. Larry, W5LHG. Mike, KG5SSU. Judd, W5JA. Tricia, KG5ZGC. Don, KJ5AA. KG5TOO, Adam. Randy, W6KPR.
Thank you, Lucky. W6KPR, in for the count. I've got two muddy dogs that I just got home to. I got to give baths to before, so I'm in for the first, and I will not be available for the second round.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in. Got you down for a one and done here, and good luck washing those dogs. John, N2MOT. And KG5DIM, I believe that's Jim. Are you with us?
This is KG5MSM.
All right, hearing none. We'll go back up to the top of the list with Phil. How are you and Sonic the Cat doing tonight?
Good evening again, Lucky, KD5UGO. Well, Sonic the Cat, Atlanta, here on the radio table, sucking up all of my heat. We had roast beef, potatoes, and carrots tonight, and the popsicle stick from the ice cream bar is about to drive you crazy. Otherwise, I don't have a whole lot. I'll make this quick. Important meeting this Saturday. Everybody should come if they can. Lots to talk about. That's about it. See everyone Saturday, 7-3, KD5UGO.
All right. Thank you, Phil. Yeah, good. Thanks for making the announcement on the meeting, too. And, yeah, mashed potatoes and gravy and roast beef, that does sound pretty good. You always have the best food, so that sounds good. But thanks for checking in, and good to hear from you. And we'll move on to Rodney, KF5UZA. All right, well, we're missing him on the second round, but maybe he'll come back later. Let's move on to Jeff, KD5CKK. What have you been up to today?
Oh, I've been from one end of the country to the other. Today started out about 1 o'clock, and me and Mom drove up all the way to the northwest side of the city to get cases for new phones. The place where we had been going was completely closed down. Wasn't there anymore. So we ended up going to a place out in Midwest City and got what we wanted, sort of, but anyway. Then we come back to Norman and went AT&T and tried to get my new DirecTV started, and that was a fiasco and still is. We're sitting here now trying to find the app for it to get it on my Roku, and we're having all kinds of trouble doing that. And I can't get my email and a whole bunch of junk anyway. Then grocery store and Taco Bell in a week. See you at the meeting, I guess. KG5MXA and the net, KD5CKK.
Well, good grief, Jeff. It does sound like you've kind of been run ragged today, running around all these places and not helping you very much. I know that is really irritating, but I hope that now you're at home that your TV will get to working for you and that'll work itself out. So thanks for checking in with us. Good to hear from you, and, good luck with all of that. Bill, WG5T from KG5MXA. Well, it sounds like he might have gone to bed, too. Let's move on to Denny, WA6DKD. How many Band-Aids today?
Well, surprisingly, none. It's been a pretty quiet weekend, or week anyhow. Well, let's see. I have been busy cutting up the remains of a tree that came down toward the end of last weekend in one of the thunderstorms. And that sucker, part of it got on one of my buildings, though it did not hurt it, but it is a huge tree limb. I've been whacking at that guy. And then today's thunderstorms that rolled through here took out a persimmon tree. It was about 25, 30 feet tall, and now it's only 10 foot tall. So we added the top of the persimmon tree to the stack of the others that are getting ready to get toasted. So I have been trying to wipe out that one tree that came down. And now there's two trees, but we took care of that one, little one already. And zero Band-Aids, so we're doing pretty good in that department. I had some momentary wonders, but nothing leaked out, so we were good. Anyhow, that's about it, Miss Lucky. Back to you, WA6DKD.
All right, well, it's good to hear that maybe we got some rain today. I have been out of town for the past several days, and I noticed the ground seemed kind of squishy, so, that's good, I hope. The yard looked pretty good, so, I guess that's given you a lot of fuel for burning, so I guess when it dries out, you can have fun with that. So, good to hear from you, Denny, and thanks for checking in. Next is Victor, K5VL.
Well, good evening there, Lucky in the group, K5VL, and just a typical busy summer day here, nothing crazier or lunacy-wise, but all good. Enjoyed a little bit of rain, keeps the old lawn watered a bit, and that's a good thing. I know Denny needs the rain down there. He likes that grass to really grow quickly, so Denny, we'll keep wishing some more rain for you. And sorry about your persimmon tree. My goodness. You know, persimmons are pretty good, but if you catch them at the wrong time, there is a pucker factor involved there. So, anyhow. Other than that, I'll keep it quick since the net's running a little late tonight so everybody can get in. So, 73 to you and to all out there. Appreciate your doing the net, Lucky. This is K5VL.
And we appreciate hearing from you. Thank you for checking in and sticking around with us, and see you hopefully next week as well. Next station is this one, KG5MXA, and as mentioned, I have been on the road all day driving back from Albuquerque. I went out there to visit a friend of mine. I drove out last Thursday, and we met in Santa Fe, and boy, we had a blast. We went to... For those of you who are familiar with Meow Wolf, we went there, and it was as weird as everybody says it is. But then we got to hang around Santa Fe for a couple days, and then we hung around Albuquerque for a couple days. I am full of blue corn and green chili, and life is good. And they say that a sign of a good vacation is if you come back with a full laundry bag and an empty wallet, and that is exactly what I've got. So, yeah, I need to get to bed soon and recover from the jet lag, and I got to go to work tomorrow, end of the vacation. But good to hear from everybody. Glad to be back in town. Got back in time to host the net, so good job. So that's it from me, and we will now move on to Chris, KC5PIQ. Tell us what's going on with you.
Good evening, Lucky in the net. I hope the audio and the signal's okay on this. Had to switch to a different radio real quick, just doing some modifications, if you will. Anyhow, not too much going on. Got a break from work this week, and we'll be down at the Snow, Oklahoma City train area there, taking a COMT class. So, other than that, not a whole heck of a lot going on. Stuck a couple new radios in our mobile operations trailer, if you will. That's where I'm sitting right now. And, yeah, that's about it. So, not to take up any more of your time, Lucky, I know you're really tired, but 73s to everybody. Back to Net Control, KC5PIQ.
Well, thank you, Chris. Good to hear from you. Yeah, it's the drive gets harder and harder every time. I used to be able to just do that and have no problem, and now it kind of makes my back hurt, my rear end hurts, and yeah, I can tell a difference. Getting old just stinks. Good to hear from you, and thanks for checking in and sticking with us. Next is Al, AE5L. What's going on?
Good evening, Lucky, and everybody on the net. You know, I've decided that's why old people drive Cadillacs, because they can't stand the rough ride of anything else anymore. Well, I just barely made it in the house to check in to the Aries net. I was out putting up my HF antenna, and the northwest